Questioner says, from India, I don't know Arabic fluently. I don't know Arabic and not fluent in other language also. In my place, no ulama also. How do I spend my free time? Which are the books I have to learn? How to make my daily plan? Give me a nasiha, barakallahu feekum. هنا يقول السائل أنا لا أجيد عربية ولا كثير من بقية اللغات وليس في بلدي علماء فكيف أستفيد من وقتي وأي كتب أدرس وكيف أبرمج يعني لماذا الأمور اليومية وانصحني بارك الله فيكم.
أولا اللغة العربية شأنها عظيم، قال الله جل وعلا إنا جعلناه قرآنا عربيا، قال الله جل وعلا بلسان عربي مبين، فإن استطاع أن يرحل وأن يتعلم فيجب عليه ذلك، وإن لم يستطع فيتق الله سبحانه وتعالى ما استطاع، وممكن أن يستعين بلغة قومه التي تتحدث عن اللغة العربية وأن يدرس هناك، وإذا علم الله جل وعلا صدقه فإن الله لن يضيعه، كما قال الله إن يعلم الله في قلوبكم خيرا يؤتكم خيرا مما أخذ منكم.
الشيخ حفظه الله said, firstly know that the affair of the Arabic language is something which is great for one to try and understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّا جَعَلْنَهُ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا. Verily we have made this Qur'an, we have brought it down in the Arabic language. So the Qur'an is an Arabic language. And our advice to this individual, to this brother, is that he tries to travel and seek knowledge to the land of where he can find ulama, scholars, people to teach him. And also, if he's not able to do so, then he tries to gain from the people who speak his language to teach him the Arabic language and try and learn some of the Arabic language hunak over there where he is in his belad, in his country. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows sidq al-niyyah, ikhlas and sincerity in the heart of this individual, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will aid him and teach him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنْ يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ خَيْرًا يُؤْتِكُمْ خَيْرًا. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows good in your hearts, Allah will give you that good. Here are also some questions from our brothers in India.